Hi everybody and welcome to another episode of Function Junction. My name is Simon Timms.
And I'm Eric Fleming.
And today we're going to continue on our triggers series and we're going to take a look at service bus triggers. So last time we looked at storage queues and today we're going to look at service bus, which is kind of a similar sort of beast. So again, this is just a kind of standard project here. We'll put a link in the show notes to go and download it if you really want to see it. But we set it up much the same way that we did with storage queues. So we're going to throw an annotation here. And you see these annotations a lot when you build up these functions. So if you look behind the scenes as to what gets generated by this, let's see if I can open this in File Explorer. Into the bin here. We actually generate this function.json here. Just drag this over here so we take a look at what goes in these. And I'll open up the other one too. I think this is, so this is the service bus trigger here. So this is what gets generated as part of the build process here. So this gives us what the entry point is into the trigger. And it's also gonna pull out this binding here. So this is the stuff that we've sort of decorated the method with. And here we're saying that this is an input binding, and the queue name is going to be email output, because now that we're talking about bindings, input and output are not confusing at all. But the idea here being that some other program upstream is going to have written to this email output queue. The function is responsible for picking it up and sending the message. We tell it what type it is. It's a service bus trigger, and we're going to tell it the connection name, which is the service bus account. So the connection name just maps to, or the service bus account just maps to here. So this is just the connection string that I pulled off of the portal. Pay special attention to the first fragment of the shared access key. If you can guess the next like 100 characters in here, you'll be able to steal my service bus information. I'm probably gonna reset it anyway, so good try, guys. Sneakily sending messages over service bus on my dime. All right, anyway, so I call this one send email two because we already had a send email one and I'm not very creative. But we set up the binding to go against service bus and we're just going to throw in a trace writer as well. Now, the nice difference about this one is that what we get out of it is already a fully inflated message. So this is a send email message, which is just a simple transport object here with where we're sending it to, what the subject is, what the body is of the message. So we're just going to spin that up here again and see what that looks like. Always with the windows open on the wrong screen. Okay. So we're all up and running here. And this program here is just a simple command line program that's going to poke messages into various queues.
Now, do you need the emulator up and running for this one as well?
You probably need the emulator up and running for this particular example, just because I already have like this stuff is already talking to the local storage.
Okay.
So it probably writes a little bit of data to it, but you don't need to talk to storage queues to get service bus queues to work. It's just that some of the stuff inside Azure Functions is talking to storage.
Gotcha.
And because I still have two functions in here, like I still have that old function from our previous video, I would still need to have that in there.
Okay.
All right. So let's go and give this one a try. So page two to send a message. And there we go. It goes pretty quickly. First one, a little bit extra latency, but I can see it's almost immediate.
Yeah.
And this is cool because the last one was almost immediate, but it wasn't sending it anywhere. And this one is cool because it's almost immediate and this is actually going out over the interwebinets and coming back.
Oh, wow.
So like if I pull up my Cloud Explorer here and I totally don't have my account. Let's go to this one. Loading subscriptions. MSDN is the one that I'm using, I think. So if I go in here and take a look at service bus.
So what were kind of the differences there with service bus?
The differences between service bus and storage queues?
Yeah.
Okay, so service bus is a kind of larger concept, I guess. So there's a bunch of stuff inside service bus that isn't necessarily the same as storage queue. So within service bus, there is the concept of a queue, which is the closest entity that we have to storage queues. And it's pretty much the same thing. We can put a message in, a single message out sort of thing. In addition to that, there are topics which provide pub-sub semantics. So you subscribe to a topic, and then anytime a message comes in on that topic, it's sent, like a copy is sent to each person who subscribed. So queues are good for like a fan out sort of thing.
Okay.
So if you have a piece of functionality that you need to, maybe you have like a bunch of images that you want to convert or upscale or something, do something with images. It's a good example. If somebody sends you 100 of these images, then you can put messages in a queue to say, please go and do this. And if you have 5 consumers, let's say, then they'll just pick messages out as they're ready to receive them. So a topic for a subscription might be something like, you're writing the backplane for a WebSocket. So you want to make sure that all of your web servers get that message and forward it onto their clients, because you don't know to which web server that message is important. So maybe you have something where like you want to send an email and then report back that it's done. So the message coming back would go to a topic that was like messages or email has been sent. And then through a WebSocket, that would then get forwarded onto a bunch of browser clients.
Gotcha.
And there's a bunch of other stuff inside Service Bus too, like event hubs. So if you need to process a lot of IoT messages, then that's a good place to put it through. So that'll handle literally millions of messages a second. It'll scale too. So if you're the sort of person that has 1 million devices in the field, I guess, that could be good for you. I don't know. Like, I was thinking the other day about this, that maybe 10 years ago, I worked for a fleet management company, and we had a lot of custom code that dealt with receiving messages off of these modems in the field. And we had, maybe like 3,000 to 6,000 units in the field.
Okay.
And like, it was a pretty big technical feat at the time that we managed to get these messages in and process them, and we did it all on our own hardware. I'm thinking that like, if I was doing this nowadays, it would honestly be an afternoon's worth of work to get the same functionality.
Very cool.
Well, kind of, I guess, standing on the shoulders of giants. Yeah. At a time machine, future Simon could go back and teach Simon of the past. All right, so I think that's probably everything I want to talk about for service bus queues. We'll maybe look at some other stuff too on this later. There's lots of depth that we can go into on all of these, but for the moment we're just trying to skim over the surface and give everybody a brief overview.
Cool.
Okay, great. We'll see everyone in the next episode.
Bye, guys.